parts of the caravan have been reaching a town at the U.S.-Mexico border. You remember the caravan. Before the election, President Trump warned of a, quote, invasion of asylum seekers. At the border, NPR's Carrie Kahn now reports small numbers of people, quote, trickling in, seeking asylum, legally. Under President Trump's orders, more than 5,000 U.S. troops deployed against the not invasion. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Tucson, Michelle Marisco reports on what some are doing.
Newly elected Democratic Mayor Arturo Garino was busy with Election Day when the army arrived in Nogales, Arizona.
Aesthetically pleasing, it's not.
The troops started erecting coils of glistening razor wire all along the tops of the U.S.-Mexico border wall that separates a small border town from its sister in Mexico.
Razor wire, concertina wire, is not what you want to see on a fence with two countries that have been friends and traded forever.
President Donald Trump ordered the military to the border to shore up Customs and Border Protection. They are supposed to take over logistical and support jobs to free up Border Patrol agents and inspectors at the ports. But Garino worries that this razor wire and military buildup could chill relations with neighboring Mexican shoppers.
You know, 65% to 70% of our sales tax comes from people that cross to Nogales, Arizona, to shop.
Good afternoon and welcome. I am Colonel Larry Dewey, commander of the 16th Military Police Brigade at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Dewey and his counterparts in CBP explained that the main reason for the buildup was a caravan of mostly Central American migrants making their way up to the border from Mexico. The troops are not allowed to have any direct contact with the migrants. That's CBP's job.
Our mission is not to stop the caravan of migrants. Rather, we are here to support CBP personnel so they can continue to serve in a law enforcement capacity and encourage and enable the lawful and peaceful immigration.
The caravanning migrants reportedly intend to seek asylum in the U.S. through further west at Tijuana. Still, CBP has brought in pallets of children's cereal, animal crackers, baby wipes, and diapers to prepare for them should they come to Nogales. But officials like Petra Horn, acting director of CBP's Tucson field office, still worry the migrants will overwhelm border agents.
Our goal is if individuals are wanting to seek asylum, they need to do so in an orderly fashion.
Of the several hundred migrants on a caravan that arrived peacefully last spring, 93% passed an initial credible fear interview with CBP and were allowed into the U.S. Horn worries the sheer number of migrants moving north means this time may be different.
Well, I can tell you that in Nogales, where we sit today, this past week, we have had multiple groups trying to run through our vehicular lane. So it is already happening.
Standing on a street corner in downtown Nogales, Vicente Valdez was talking about the military buildup with a friend. He is a U.S. citizen who was born in Mexico.
Los Estados Unidos tienen el derecho de cubrir.
The U.S. has the right to secure its border, he says.
Pero digo, a la vez está creando una psicosis.
But it's turning that into a nervous psychosis, he says. The first of the migrants have already arrived in the border city of Tijuana, where they will be told to wait in line at the port of entry to ask CBP officers for asylum. For NPR News, I'm Michel Marisco in Nogales, Arizona.